The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As we approach the spooky season, we see an increase in horror films being available in cinemas and from the streamers. But what if the production of those films was actually cursed? Works like The Exorcist, The Omen, Rosemary's Baby all experience strange occurrences or tragedies while filming. Lisa Cannon joins me now to talk us through some of Hollywood's cursed films. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. I feel like we should put a disclaimer on this morning. I think people need to be sitting down because it is incredibly scary.
Now, we're going to start with the daddy of them all, The Exorcist.
The Exorcist. So casting your mind back to 1973, this movie is essentially cursed. When you listen to all the litany of what actually went on in the movie itself, it is absolutely terrifying. So The Exorcist set, there were so many things that happened, including an unexplained fire that happened right in the middle of filming. So just so people know, film sets are actually engineered with precision to kind of negate any kind of risk of fire. They're never really ones that break out. I mean, they're all managed and with intensive cooling systems, etc. But on this night particularly, Reagan's room, if people know the movie, Reagan is, of course, the child that gets possessed and, of course, has to be exorcised. And she is in the epicentre of the movie's kind of harrowing plot. And the whole set burnt down, except for the room where the exorcism happens, which is on the bed. The whole set. I can't even believe that.
So
one
they had
room
to delay filming for
6 weeks to rebuild and resume.
But the key location untouched.
The key location. Could you imagine the horrifying religious ritual? That room survived. So
what else? Come on.
Moving on then, post-production, there was the tragedy involving Mercedes McCambridge, who nobody will know who she is. She's a Broadway actress, but she actually was the voice of Pazuz, who is, of course, the devil in the movie. And she had to gurgle eggs and she had to, you know, smoke cigarettes and she'd go back on the booze. She'd actually been off the wagon for years and went back on to create that really terrifying voice. But actually, her son was involved in a murder-suicide that claimed the lives of his family. So that also happened. And then the premiere of The Exorcist in Rome was an event marked by weird atmosphere because positioned between two ancient churches was the location, and there was a storm that broke out on the night with torrential rain and lightning, and a 400-year-old cross fell from one of the churches. I don't know what I'm laughing. This is horrendous. I already had a serious nightmare about even coming in today to talk about it. But the incident left attendees of the film deeply unnerved.
I'm sure they were. What about Ellen Burstyn? What happened to her?
Burstyn, is the lead actress. Of course, she plays the mother, and she suffered a permanent back injury during a stunt because what she explained in many of her interviews over the years is this is one of the most terrifying movies ever made. Okay. But also that there was 9 deaths surrounding and connecting with the film. Like the actor Jack McGowan, who gets killed in the filmmaking, he was shot and died. Her back was done out because the part where Reagan kind of jumps up, she's pulled back on a rig and she damaged her coccyx. There was a heart attack on set as well. I mean, we have a lovely clip from her actually. I wouldn't say lovely is probably the right adjective to use, but she really explains how terrifying the movie was and what it was like to make it.
It's inexplicable, the number of tragedies that occurred during the course of the film. And it's not anything that I would have any real theory about, but it was obvious. You know, it was that we were attracting certain kinds of energy. So that was an aspect of it that we all lived through and had to deal with in our own way. I mean, Billy Friedkin started out the film from a very psychological point of view. And in a very short time, he was having each new set blessed by the priest of the set because it got very scary.
Now, that's from the lead actress herself. I feel a little bit shook after today's segment, I have to say. There's a lot in it. I mean, you and I were talking just before we went on air there that the Catholic Church actually
got on side with
Got on side with the movie, which is kind of odd because you'd assume they wouldn't, but and viscerally probably would be opposed to it. But actually, church officials supported The Exorcist at the time of release. Reason being is that the, not only was it the Roman ritual of exorcism that's in the New Testament that they wanted people to understand, but also it credited the film for inspiring new applicants to be priests and nuns, and that the priests are the heroes of the story. So the message of the film is that there's some matters of the soul that science and medicine can't fix. So there you go. The Catholic Church were on board.
Now, there were other fatalities kind of associated with the film, but they may not have been related, if you know what I mean. There is coincidence.
There is very strange coincidences, because more mystery in the situation is that the son of Jason Miller, who played Father Carras, was in a near-fatal motorcycle accident during filming, and there was death surrounding the production. Sadly, an assistant cameraman, his wife had a baby during the shoot. The baby passed away. It's dark. It's really dark. And the impact was also that security guards had, you know, fatalities themselves, and there was heart attacks during the cinema.
Now, what else have you got? Another clip? You have another clip.
Well, we go to it. Yeah, are you feeling on. Shook, yeah, Pat? Yeah. Bit shook. Let's go to another clip.
We had a lot of unusual occurrences. Our set burned down one day, a Sunday morning with no one in the building. A fire broke out that completely destroyed the set, which was the interior of a two-story house with seven rooms and an attic and a basement. The whole thing burned down one morning for no reason. Then periodically the sprinkler system in the studio where we were filming would erupt and flood the entire set. But I suppose since the film was made, since the soundstage was located in a section of New York known as Hell's Kitchen, I suppose we could have expected something like that.
Now, that was William Friedkin, that's the director there. It's an old clip, so excuse me for the rattle in it there.
Filmed in Hell's Kitchen.
Filmed in Hell's Kitchen.
Okay, now let's move on to another one, The Omen.
The Omen, yes. Well, you know, God, The Omen. Well, it's a horror classic, of course, about the Antichrist. And there is several strange incidents surrounding this particular film. Gregory Peck, phenomenal actor, his son committed suicide just before the production began. And during filming, Gregory Peck's plane was struck by lightning, as was a plane carrying the film's producer. Now, people at home might be thinking, it's just coincidence. Possibly. Absolutely. But I think just that the tragedies and very strange occurrences that have happened throughout both films, it leads you to believe, how could this be happening? Because the crew itself, also in The Omen, narrowly avoided a plane crash. Excuse me, see, my nerves are at me, which later killed everyone on board another flight. And a zookeeper was mauled to death by lions, because there's baboons in the movie, I'm sure, if you remember.
Now, you have a clip you want to play for us.
Yeah, so obviously we have the director talking about this particular plane crash that happened. He's also on board and believes that there was supernatural events occurring.
We chartered an airplane, a Hawker Siddeley. We had no money. We were going to shoot with it on the ground at this small airport. We got a call from the people and said, listen, we have a full charter that day that if you let us charter out, we'll give you the plane for practically nothing. Well, sure, go ahead and use it. That day, they used it. And they took off. The plane hit a flock of birds. The engines quit. They lost airspeed, crashed on to the end of the runway, went down into the street, hit a car and killed everybody in the car. And in the car were the wife and two children of the pilot. True story. Every newspaper has it and everything else. The Omen. I mean, it could have happened to us. If we had been shooting that day, maybe it would have been us.
The Omen.
That's from the director himself, Richard Donner.
And there was a beheading scene in the movie, and?
And one of the crew members who was driving along the motorway with his girlfriend had a head-on collision, and his girlfriend was beheaded as well during the making of the movie. And the last thing he said he saw was the number 666. Just saying.
Rosemary's Baby.
I hope everyone's okay today. Yes, Rosemary's Baby. After the release of Rosemary's Baby, kind of several eerie events unfolded. So producer William Castle suffered from gallstones and reportedly had hallucinations about scenes from the movie. The composer died of a brain injury a few months after the film's release. And the most famous incident, however, was the murder of director Roman Polanski's wife Sharon Tate by the Manson family in 1969, which, of course, shocked the world and seemed to eerily parallel the dark themes of the film.
Now, there are a few others that might make honourable mention.
The Conjuring. I think everybody knows that. The 2013 movie, which is now kind of cemented in Hollywood horror history. Although nothing tragic occurred on the set, several cast and crew members reported experiencing strange occurrences, from Vera Farmiga, who played Lorraine Warren. She claimed that she felt uneasy throughout the production and even saw claw marks appearing on her computer screen. And the real-life Perron family, whose experiences inspired the film, claimed they felt a very dark presence while visiting the set. That's The Conjuring. Annabelle, 2014, also had mysterious demonic marks appearing, finger lines drawn on the dust in the sets.
And The Crow.
The Crow. Well, of course, there was the tragic death of the infamous death of Brandon Lee, the son of martial artist Bruce Lee. Brandon was accidentally shot and killed on the set when a prop gun malfunctioned.
Sounds familiar. Indeed.
With, of course, yes, rust that happened with the Baldwins. So, yeah, here we have it. There's strange, you know, I don't think these can be just deemed as coincidences, do you, Pat?
Well, I'm sure the mathematicians would look at all of this and say, within the realm of statistical probability or possibility.
Indeed. When science and movies meet.
Lisa Cannon, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.